Well, why did the BBC and American public media choose San Antonio as the location for exploring the issue of immigration in the U.S.?
Well, we thought San Antonio would be an ideal place, really, to get all the complexities of the immigration question, because as you can imagine, it, you know, and as you know, it's, there are so many sides to it and so many arguments to this issue. We know the relationship with Mexico and opinions about the border and what to do about it are especially heartfelt and informed by personal experiences in Texas.
Your program, The Response America's Story, is asking for listeners to use their smartphones and answer a question and send their responses to the show. I'm sure that some of our listeners have heard some of those promos on our station. What question on immigration are you asking?
Well, it's a really simple one. We wanted to know, if you're not indigenous, why you, your parents, or your grandparents came to live in the United States.
And I know you've already received some responses, so what are you hearing?
Well, it's been quite eye-opening, really. We've been impressed by the variety of stories from all over the United States. For example, here's a clip from 27-year-old Pam Portocarrero, who was born in Lima, Peru. She said she moved to Utah with her mother and little sister when she was 10 years old. And she said she'd always been a good student. She loved school, and she had her heart set on attending the University of Utah.
It was time to start college applications and scholarship applications. And that's when I had sort of a rude awakening. Every time I would look at an application, it said Social Security number. And I didn't have one.
So we've heard from a number of contributors who are undocumented. We've also heard from dozens of Americans whose ancestors fled hardship in Europe in the 19th century. Contributors like Pamela Horter Moore, who lives in a small town near Pittsburgh. Now, she said she loves history and genealogy, so she knows a lot about her family's German heritage.
First of all, my family did the proper and legal thing to get here. They were vetted at Ellis Island or Castle Gardens in New York City. They applied for citizenship at the proper time, you know, after they'd been here a period and had made friends and employers who could vouch for them character-wise. There was not this idea that you could somehow exist apart from the society. In order to become an American, you had to assimilate.
So you have been talking to people from all over the country who've been contributing their stories, and now Texas is next in line. So what do Texans have to do now to contribute their stories?
Well, send us a 2-minute recording of why you, your parents, or your grandparents came to live in the United States. And all you need is the voice recorder on your smartphone. And then email that file to us on theresponse@bbc.co.uk. That's theresponse@bbc.co.uk.
Well, immigration is clearly a topic of interest on both sides of the Atlantic, and we look forward to having you here in our studios at Texas Public Radio so we can find out what you learn about immigration while in San Antonio.
Thank you so much, Norma. It was a pleasure to be speaking to you, and I look forward to it as well.